Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay, so now I get what's going on.
I got it the last segment.
Yeah.
And it's not the A stuff. This is kind of deep cut, I guess.
So welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, live from Kansas City, the home of Taylor Swift.
Hello there.
So yeah. Here I'm going to give you what I've been thinking in my head.
Okay.
The first time we came back from break, it was some very slow song. It sounded sad. I overdid it. I was like, welcome in! And I was like really excited to get loud because I was like, people are falling asleep.
And hi, everybody!
I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But Toby's my guy. He's got a long day ahead. Yep. He's going to be there until 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Works really hard. He's really good at what he does. So I was like, all right. He couldn't, you know, maybe last second he was doing an update. He just grabbed something. Not going to say anything. He'll get back on track in a second. Then the second one happened. And I was like, all right.
Oh, I see.
What the hell folder are we in?
Mm-hmm.
Why, like, I'm gonna give it one more shot here before I become a lot to deal with and say, hey, man, it's Monday Night Football. People want to get excited. Can we play some up-tempo music or anything that anyone would be interested in?
I want an up-tempo number.
Can I get a football theme? Football yeah. Music. Monday Night Football. What are we doing here? And then when this first thing hit here, I realized, okay, I got to say something. And then I heard Taylor Swift's voice and all the dots got connected just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing a Taylor Swift thing. Here's my question to Toby, though. Why are we not doing good Taylor Swift songs? If we're doing a Taylor Swift theme, she's got bangers. She's got songs that people don't hate.
I think there are.
Make people fall asleep while they listen to the.
No, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I want you to keep that in mind. I am out of my depth.
I can't get blank space.
Yeah. Wow. There, I think she has 48,000 songs that sound just like this.
Okay, but
this one that Toby just played, where it's like kind of very. It's like I'm at a coffee shop in Seattle in 2002. What are we doing?
She has 50 songs that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Of which I'd say 36 of them. Could be rejoin music on
drop
a radio
a
show.
Bad blood on the people, right?
Is there a second bit you're doing on the bit, Toby, where you're choosing
it's
only terrible
bit.
Slow songs? Or is that just random? How's this working?
I was waiting until you acknowledged it. And then now we're going to get the Taylor Swift bangers that you're used to.
So if you hadn't said anything.
Two bits.
Yeah.
So there was two bits.
It smelled like a second bit.
So you weren't, the bit was not, let's see if they know it's Taylor Swift. You're saying you had to go deep cuts so that we didn't automatically know what you were up to.
Well, first of all, the songs that I played are not deep cuts. I played Teardrops on My Guitar, which is a banger from her first album. I played Lover, which is a banger. And I played Tim McGraw, which is a banger. So like, it's not like I'm going super deep cut.
Okay, deep cut might not be the right phrase.
It is for me. It's all very deep.
Yes, if you're a Swiftie, you might be able to know all that. I consider myself a bit of a Swiftie, and I have a daughter at home who loves Taylor Swift. Now, maybe she would know those songs. Those are fairly foreign to me. I've definitely heard the name, the Tim McGraw song. I know about that as a song. I guess when I say that, you have chosen the songs that are the single worst songs to play as rejoin music for the show. Was that a bit?
I'm just choosing slower songs until you acknowledge it.
Okay. So we're building to something. So now we get blank space. Now, what do you want to hear, Danny? What's a Taylor Swift song?
I want Bad Blood.
Yeah.
Give me, there's
Welcome. Shake It Off.
No, that's Bryce Harper's walk-up song.
No, I want Shake It Off, Toast.
I do not. I Welcome to New York is a little bit of a banger. How about All You Ever Are Is Mean from when she was a totally different person in a country act and everyone forgot about that? I want that.
I think Toby's been dabbling into the country act thing.
Oh, really?
We haven't seen Taylor Swift yet, guys. Bad news. We have not.
Tonight, and somehow the sun keeps on moving, or actually doesn't move, it's right in the center. The earth keeps on turning, we're okay.
We're generally, when we go to these games, the law firm Kondori and Murad, who brings us out, puts us in a lovely place, you know, gets us taken care of all weekend, they get us great seats. We have traditionally, Daniel, on these trips, been on the roadside of the field with Commanders fans. So my guess is, I'm told tonight we are in the elements.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hold the dress warm. So it sounds like we're going to be maybe lower bowl or somewhere, I mean, I guess it could be upper bowl. We don't know. But on the visiting side of the field, I believe the sweet stuff where Taylor Swift is, you know, the box where she sits with Mama Kelsey, I'm going to imagine that's on the home side of the field. So we're going to be a long ways from Taylor if we're trying to get any visuals tonight.
Are you going to do the thing?
Yes.
And it feels like the answer is a resounding yes to this.
It's an absolute yes.
Where knowing that I don't care.
Yes.
And seriously, if she's sitting over there, I'd go, oh, she's sitting right there, and then live my life.
You wouldn't take a photo?
I think I probably would because my wife would be interested
in
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do for my
kids. But if she's offering photos. But are you going to do the thing where you like over hit? Because you know when you're excited about something, you hit people? Like you make a lot of body contact to the upper half?
It's happened, yeah.
Yeah, like so you would get a point in like the boxing match because like his glove touched right there. That's a point, Paulson. Like you do the thing, guy. Because she like blew her nose because she's like talking to Brittany Mahomes.
No, we're not going to be that close to her. We won't be able to do that.
But like if you see her, are you going to like over guy me? Like again, I don't care.
I'll guy you for sure.
Do you think you could do it to someone else? But you're going to do it to me purposely because it's like, you know, I don't care.
No. I'm going to do it to you because you're my pal and co-host who I'm on the trip with.
Yeah.
Now, it's possible that we're not sitting side by side and then someone else will have to get the treatment. I'm not going to go over someone else to just to annoy you.
I think you are.
I mean, maybe once I'm going to try to get you to see her.
Yeah.
Possibly. I think you'd appreciate that. I think your wife and kids might want a photo. But I also think
I can't get. There's no way I can like stand next to her and get a photo. Like my nieces would love that, but it's like that's not happening. She's sitting in the whatever box she gets to sit in.
We're on the opposite side of the field as this box. What I'm trying to tell you is I don't think we're going to even be able to notice her at the stadium tonight.
Oh, I see.
So you're going to be perfectly fine.
Great.
But here's what's going to really annoy you, and okay. I'm just going to get this out of the way right now.
All right.
I don't think this will surprise you necessarily, but I am going to tell you this.
Okay.
Supposedly, there's like a security situation near the suite where she sits. I am going to try to get as close as possible to get a photo. I will be that guy at some point. I don't know what that looks like.
All right.
But like, you know how you could be like a walker by or they supposedly now have a bunch of security and it's impossible to get anywhere near it. I want to ideally walk directly in front of her suite. There's like a walkway. I've kind of looked it up. And then the suite is elevated a little bit. And just like look up and take a picture. I don't think I'll be able to get that close, but at some point, that is my goal tonight. Is to get, and you're probably not going to come with me, and that's fine.
Right.
So I'll have to go across the stadium to do this.
Would you think you'll be able to even get into the section?
No,
like
I don't.
You
got
to
so.
Show your ticket or whatever.
I doubt it, but I think I'll get close enough to be able to take a picture of the suite. You won't see her. You won't be able to make her like person out.
Yeah.
But at least I could send a picture home to my daughter who's
because
asking
you
to
tried.
Do this.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, that's where she's sitting. She's right there. Dad's in the same place as her.
Yeah. So dad did his best. Don't hound me.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And by the way, if I didn't have a daughter in this hypothetical where mm-hmm. I have these four, I have so many children. Don't forget that.
How many do you have?
It's a lot. There's always another one in the way, in the offing. So I don't know where we're at now. Two boys, two
girls. So there's a second.
Four. Yeah.
Because there was, it was the, yep.
The last
the
one.
The second girl. Yeah. Right. Four.
But if my daughter didn't care, then obviously I would not make it a priority tonight. Dad, will you be joining me? Do you think, to walk over to the suite to try to get close to Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I'd be in on that. Absolutely.
Let's go.
What?
Yes.
It's Taylor Swift, man.
I'm actually shocked by that answer.
Why?
It's
the biggest superstar in the world.
I just thought it was a solo mission.
No, I'm all in on that.
You're going to leave our seated area, like at halftime or something,
yeah,
just go wander around?
I'm not going to do it on 1st and 10 from the 25.
Yeah, that'd be
outrageous. Third and goal from the 3. Like, where's Grant going?
Exactly. But I am going to try to get over there. Mainly, I want to ask her, were those songs Toby played bangers? That's my main question for her.
So Toby played Tim McGraw, yeah. And what's the other one that's Nubs? Are those bangers for you? Like, are those your personal favorite? What do they rank in your catalog?
You know what she'll say? She'll say that she does own them now. She'll make sure you know that.
Oh, she loves talking about that. Yeah. Play Wood. James Wood, by the way. You familiar with that song?
No.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It's on her new album. There's a lot of innuendo. It's about Travis Kelce. Let's just say Travis Kelce sounds like he's doing okay for himself. The song is called Wood.
He's a future Hall of Famer.
No,
he's got a famous wife.
I don't mean like that.
Or a fiance. He's got a famous fiance.
Sounds like Travis Kelce. Who, when you played baseball, George Washington,
yeah.
Who used the biggest bat in the game? Like, who was known for having a huge, like, bat?
Oh, who's the biggest baseball
34
bat?
Ounces or something, 36 ounces?
Yeah, most of them are. Joe Bikert.
Joe Bikert.
At one point, the career record holder for homers before Mike Bassett broke it.
Yeah.
Bikert swung a heavy pole.
Okay.
What?
Let's just say Travis Kelce and Joe Bikert have a lot in common, according to Taylor Swift.
Wait, Travis Kelce was a good college hitter?
Great college hitter. The George Washington University.
I'm confused. You went to Cincinnati.
Play that
what are you
one
trying to get
Tobes.
At?
That one, not my favorite, but Danny needs to hear it.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.